want to ask a question to begin that is behind the text, but I think gives meaning to the whole. For what good fruit did God make you? So what good fruit does God want to grow in your life? Just one of those big questions, right? What is the purpose of my life? And I ask that question because when we look at Jesus as the vine, his heavenly Father is the vine grower, we have to think about what the intention of the vine grower is in cultivating his vine. Vines grow well enough on their own, and they grow quickly, but they don't produce on their own a lot of great fruit, because there are branches in the vine that are never going to be fruitful and take from the whole nutrients that take sunlight in place of the others and the rest. So if the vine is left to grow of its own, yes, it grows quite well, but it doesn't produce good fruit of the sort that the vine grower wants it to yield. So as human beings, right, we realize life is change. And we realize that as human beings, we are bound to grow. But to whose purpose? Who has their eye on the whole of our individual lives and our lives together but God? I can't imagine that vines think for themselves, and or the vines even are so resistant to the touch and the pruning of the vine grower, but we certainly do think for ourselves, and we have our own ideas, our own dreams about what life is supposed to be, about what it means to have made it, what a successful life would have been. And that's a way to answer the question of what kind of fruit I will bear in my life. But we know that God has planted us, just as God has planted Jesus, the true vine. God has grafted us onto that vine for his purposes. And so we seek his will in all things. We seek to respond to the call that he has placed on our life. And it's ours to respond in big and in small. And this is part of the pruning, because we know that a spirit-led life does in fact bear fruit. It bears fruit in our hearts, and it bears fruit in our relationships. And that fruit is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If we have life in Christ, we ought to see growing in our hearts and lives love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control, among others. If we have life in Christ, if we are on the vine, then the Christ life that we draw from that vine yields the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And again, not just in our hearts, we embody it, but we embody it also together in our relationships and in our community. Certainly here, that's what God intended for us to be together. Do we bear that fruit? And how do we abide in Christ? How do we remain in Christ? But by sacrament, here the seed of life again is sown into our hearts in the Eucharist. Here we receive Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity. In his totality, we receive him. And any time we turn to him in prayer and entrust ourselves to him as branches in the vine, to the vine grower. We put ourselves in his hands and we say, Lord, however it is you want to prune me, do. Let me respond with yes to your pruning, that he might take out of us what otherwise is energy simply dispersed on the pursuit of the wrong kind of fruit, so that more life may be given precisely in those places where God wants to bring about his good work in us and through us. Today we have a great opportunity after Mass to hear from Kathy DiFiore of several sources. God has saved through her work hundreds of babies. Hundreds of babies have been saved through the work of the vine grower in that particular part of the vine. Kathy has been at it for 37 years, and it started with one opportunity that God presented to her that he asked her to be faithful to, and she responded yes. We don't know what the grand design of our lives is, except that we will know, love, and serve God, and so be happy with him and here and hereafter. But how that comes about and what fruit he wants us to bear for the good of the world is his plan. So we entrust ourselves to him. We trust that he has that plan in mind as he takes us in his hands and brings us close to him. And we follow him wherever he leads, so that we too may bear good fruit for his kingdom.